Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The thing that I realized about playing on all those teams is, first of all, the team doesn't really need you. Here, you have so many players that are doing their job that they can get the job done without you. So that's kind of where the ego dies and the pride is put aside for the sake of the team. You know, like the old saying, there's no I in team. There truly isn't. And everybody is doing their job. That's how you win a championship. And so when you look at it from that point of view, all that matters is, you know, being the last team to win a football game.
Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. That's really refreshing to hear from an athlete, professional athlete. Isn't it? Yeah. You don't hear that often. Put the ego aside, put the pride aside. Mm-hmm. This is how you win a championship. Like, that's really refreshing to me. Considering the departure of a certain someone from last year. I'm not blaming anything on Stephon Diggs. He was a phenomenal wide receiver here. But there's a clear difference on this roster and in the locker room. Just vibes in general. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The ego, there's no ego.
Yeah.
And that's, again,
I think that's
I'm not trying to start it. Like, I'm not trying to start that again because I have nothing but respect for Diggs and everything he did here. But there's Amari Cooper saying that. And you would never catch Stephon Diggs saying something like that, I don't think.
I think he would say that, but I also...
But would he mean it like Amari Cooper means it?
And I
that's
think
the question.
You know, the intensity of Diggs versus Cooper, who's very... He's relatively silent.
He's mild-mannered.
Yeah. He's mild-mannered for a player that has had great production in this league for years. Obviously, it hasn't happened here with the Bills, but he is, like you said, a very mild-mannered player. But I also think when you talk about the mindset... And I do think that it is contagious because this is where I was wrong about Stephon Diggs and the departure because I ignored this part of it. In the locker room and even just like to the media, anything like that, Stephon Diggs has always presented as this intense gotta win, you know, like the desire to win is there. And if I don't see everyone as intense as me about it, we're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're going to have a problem, but like you know how it is. Like Diggs, you know, did ultimately ask off of this team. And I do think that it's that his personality clashed with what the Bills ultimately are showing themselves to be this year, which is lovingly a bunch of goofballs.
Yeah.
That just want to have fun and play football.
They're just like the fellas. Like that's what I would say.
And that's the thing is when I say that they don't that they display a lack of fear for mistakes. That has something to do with it because they know the season can end at any moment, but they're not afraid of it. And not that Stephon Diggs was afraid. I'm never going to assume these things. I'm not Ryan Clark. I'm not going to assume anything. Of people's feelings.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, RC.
But what I am going to say is that it does look like the attitude is a little bit more unified. They're all goofballs that just want to have fun. So much so that even the coach is publicly displaying it now. Where he's the one doing snow angels.
I remember watching that out in the newsroom, just like, what? McDermott's doing a snow angel?
I think that like you and I looked at each other and went, yeah, this year is different.
Yeah.
It is different.
And yes, the next week they'd go on to lose to the Rams, but the vibes were still completely unmatched.
It's still one of these things where you look at them and go, okay. This team's attitude is absolutely different because it's not the pressure of having to run it back with the same group. They are a group that knows and feels together that they can do this while also knowing that they don't have to be afraid of the failure.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever happens, even in the downswings, they can come back from it no matter what. It's a mix of that confidence and that fearlessness. That's where I think things go the right way for them.
Absolutely.
And that's how I think that like it is different. That's where I feel it's different. Thank you to everyone, by the way, that has called in today. Especially the people that just decided to start going with random Randy Savage.
Yes. And then we kept that rolling.
Kept that rolling. Another call added into it. James tweeting in, I'm Josh Allen, the style and profile and limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing son of a gun.
Oh, my God.
That's not quite Randy Savage, but it still counts.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to bring that one back. Big Mike tweeting in, been an Eagles fan as well since the early 90s because Cunningham was my favorite athlete ever. Bills, Eagles, always my dream Super Bowl. And now that the Birds have theirs, I'd be ecstatic for a Bills win over them. Obviously, reflecting on what Louie and I talked about to end that call on the last segment. But thank you to everyone that has called in, by the way. You guys have been awesome, especially these last two shows, connecting with people in a way, like emotionally, that it really has been a stretch that I'm going to look back at endearingly with my career here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's awesome.
What a great start for me, honestly. Like, this is, I couldn't have asked for a better time to really get into it.
Yeah, this postseason has definitely been different in that sense. Did I instigate things last year in the divisional round against the Chiefs? Absolutely. Came in here basically with the equivalent of like eating 15 pixie sticks and having the, So, but I do think though that this is, it's a great opportunity for this team. And not only because of what they have shown to be, but the confidence that they exude.
It's just exciting. And I know it's like a retrospective look too.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get too retrospective because we've still got two football games as far as I'm concerned, but one for sure. And it's going to be a good one. I legitimately couldn't be more excited. And last week was the nerves because the divisional round is where it's ended for many years, right? At the hands of Josh Allen's peers. And they finally did it, and here we are. And
all right,
we're at the AFC Championship.
Real
again.
Quick, I want to get the injury report, the Barnstrom injury report, brought to you by the Barnstrom Injury for Help. Call 1-800-8-MILLION. Taylor Rapp officially out for this game as he is dealing with that hip injury. Baylen Spector, questionable with a calf. He has not been activated from the injured reserve yet. Christian Benford, questionable with a concussion, but he did fly with the team, which might be a step toward potential progress. As for Kansas City, they've got no one because, of course, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Why would they? That red water, man, I'm telling you.
No, devil magic. I'm Kathy Bates in The Water Boy. Devil, 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 devil.
She's the devil.
Devil, 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 devil.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, if you've liked this show, I've got great news for you. We'll have more of this tomorrow. At 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Kick off some pregame coverage.
What I don't know if I'll have more of right now is Brian Koziel, who comes up next with us to close out Sports Talk Saturday along with Joe Kelly. I'm Derek Kramer. This is WGR.